I feel that I could go home now, say that I've been nowhere else but in the house of God. It's good to see your faces tonight. And I know, as much as I know, that I'm standing here. When Paul said, I'd rather speak five words in understanding than 10,000 in an unknown tongue. Here was the man that wrote most of the New Testament scriptures. Yet he realized that the preaching of the gospel was not by the enticing words of man's wisdom, but by a revelation of Jesus Christ. When I can feel His presence, there's no other place that I would rather be, Brother John, than stand here. It's a fearful place to stand before a holy God. The same God that we know that saved our ever-dying soul when we faced Him as a sinner, Brother Greg. When we poured out our hearts to Him, all we wanted was mercy. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I don't know how long that you had to cry. Don't know how your pleading was. All I know about tonight is what mine was. And how long. As Brother Terry said, that he was 16 years old when the Lord spoke to him to let him understand that he was lost, ruined, and undone. We don't know why that people different ages, why the Lord speaks to some so young and why He waits to speak to others. But I know tonight that whenever He spoke to me that particular day, I knew who it was that was speaking. I knew what He was telling me, that now that sin, as Paul said, I was once alive without the law. The commandment came. Sin revived and I died in trespasses and in sin. And I don't know many of you here. You've probably done like I done for many years. You kept pushing Him back, pushing Him away. Listen, He never did leave me, Brother John. Even when I turned Him away, I would go for weeks, months, Brother Carl. But there was something still down in here that was missing in my life. Yes, sir. And down in my heart. And I knew who it was. Yeah. And I knew, Brother Junior, as much as I know that I'd been born here in this world, what was required of me to do. Absolutely. All I knowed how to do was just say, Lord, have mercy upon my soul. Listen tonight, I need your prayers. I hope I'm weak in body. I'm weak here in this vessel here. But I still feel tonight that I've still got a job left to do here for whatever time that He has left me here. Let it be long or let it be short. I'm like these brothers. Brother John, I've been here a long time. But listen tonight, whether He takes me today, tomorrow, next year, 10 years from now, I want to go on doing just what that I'm doing, Brother Junior. I want to hold the bloodstained banner of Jesus before a lost and a dying world here. Listen today. I know we see many things that we don't know sometimes how to read or understand. There's so much division among God's people here up on earth and listen tonight. It ain't pleasing unto him that it's that way. He told each and every one of us to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And listen tonight that I have a big enough job, Brother John, of just trying to keep Lonnie straight here. I can't worry about you. Listen tonight. Here's the man that I look at every morning when I get up. Here's the man that I have to keep in line. You may say, you mean God's people, that you can do things not pleasing unto him. As sure as you're here, here's the man down on the inside. Brother Terry, he can't sin. Why? Because his seed remaineth within him. But here's the man out here that still, Paul, prayed three times, Lord, remove this thorn from my flesh. But here's the good part. He said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. So the next time that you get down in the valley of despair, is there valleys here that we cross? Yes, every day of our life here, there's a valley. But listen, if you was never down in the valley, then you'll never know what it's like to be up on the mountain. Listen today, I wouldn't trade the hope that I have for every one of you in this house. And you wouldn't trade the one you've got for mine. Listen today. Why? Because God was there that day 30 years ago here. That's why this church means so much to me. It's the people that I met down through the years here. And listen today, coming here, as I've heard Brother Coy say, Brother Junior, I walked in here that Sunday morning, lost, learned, and undone. I left here, Brother John, a child of the King, 30 years ago. And listen, he's still here. I might not have ever done everything in perfection, Brother Terry, but he's still down here. He's still there when that I call upon him. He'll be there when life is over here. I know this. I know this old body is wore out, but that's fine and dandy, because I've got a new one waiting on the other side. I don't know how it'll be, but I know this. I know that I'll be satisfied.
How's you been here last?
Brother Terry, won't just be that inward man, Brother Greg. In that morning,
be a change, brother.
There's going to be a change in this man.
Yep.
This old vessel here that each day comes and goes, it molders back. Dock to the dust. But listen, it ain't going to stay there. I like to tell this sometimes. I had a first cousin that used to come into the shop, and one day he come in and I seen that he was troubled about something, and he said to me, he said, Lonnie, said, did you ever have a fear of the sting of death? And I said, I spoke to him this way. I said, Ray, I said, we've ever one had that thought. What will it be like when I come down the last mile of the way? Listen, when he reaches down his hand and he lifted our feet up out of the miry clay, he's going to reach down his hand again one of these mornings, Brother Junior. And he's going to say, come, you blessed of my Father. Enter you into the joys of the Lord. That's the morning that I'm waiting for. When I wake in his likeness, I'll be satisfied in both soul and body. Listen to go home, that heavenly home that is above, whose streets are paved with gold. Listen today, I don't care what you think that it may be like over there. You can't begin to reach the depths of it, Brother John, in what this rational mind here may think about it. But I know more than anything in this life that I want to go there, Brother Terry. I want to see them streets of gold. But most of all, I want to see the man who is walking upon them. I want to see the one that says, thy sins which are many, I freely forgive. You talk about a homecoming. You talk about a morning of all mornings. Here we just get a little taste. Now and then, we look through a glass darkly, but in that morning, he'll be face to face. It ain't ever one that says, Lord, Lord, that's going to enter in. It's the one that has been down to the banquet house of mercy, had their robes washed in the blood of the Lamb. That's going to see heaven when this life is over. But oh, listen today. The reward is far more than you can ever comprehend it to be in this natural body here. But I'm looking to that day. This one here's wore out. It seems like that each day that I get up, something else quits working. Feel worse than you did the day before. But I'm like everybody else is, Brother John. I just chalk it up as old age and accept it and go on, Doc. And now you may be the oldest man in the house here today, but God's been good to you. For a man that's going to soon see his 90th birthday, listen today. You talk about a just and a merciful God. One of our old brothers in the church, I called him the other day. He's been sick for a long time, and he just turned 95 years old the 5th day of December. And he said, well, I was really, didn't hardly know even what to do about calling him because his mind would come and go. I asked his good companion. She felt like that he could talk to me. She said, yes, I think he can talk to you. And I've got on the phone with him, Brother John. Oh, talked to him, Brother Terry, for 20 minutes or longer. And he never missed a word. And he said to me, he said, Brother Lonnie, he said, I hope God blesses me to come back to the Little Mary Church just one more time. And I said, Brother Emery, I said, that ain't out of God's reach. He can bless you to come back. Not one time, I said, I know that when I look at your age and look at mine, I think there shouldn't be a thing wrong with me. But listen today, God knows the hearts. He knows all about every one of us here. He don't have to ask one of you nothing. If he knows the hair of your head has been numbered, you can be sure he knows everything else about you, Brother Junior. So if you're here tonight, you haven't been down to the banquet house of mercy, don't give up. I come in that day, and only God knew where my heart was. And I knew I was just as lost that Sunday morning when I walked through them doors as I know that I'm standing here tonight. But I never dreamed somehow or other that it would take place, that he'd save my soul in the church house. I don't know why that was so strange to me. I felt like when he'd save me, if he did save me, he'd be down in a holler somewhere. And I thought that that morning, when the brothers got up, Paul McClanahan come up, got up and he started a song. And it wasn't the song that meant so much to him, maybe Brother John, as it did to me. But it's a song that I'd heard my mother sing so many times in the home when she was working. I'm going to that city where the lights are hanging high. Oh, listen, the second verse of that song. This house was packed from wall to wall. They were standing around the walls back there. And for a few moments and a few seconds of time, I never heard a sound in this house, Brother Junior. It was so strange. When I look back at that dead silence, but listen, something else took place. I thought I was looking up toward heaven in a dome, as high as the eye could see. And coming down out of the center of that dome was a silver tube. Listen, Brother John. And out of that silver tube, there was a golden veil that it was spinning. And when it opened, it went down over me and sealed it both ends. Listen today. And I said, oh God, thank you. But listen, is Satan leave me? No, he was still there, Brother Terry. I thought, all I'll tell nobody this. But listen, if I'd have done what God wanted me to do, I'd have got up and I'd have went home and told my brothers what great things that he'd done for me. So listen today. Don't think you have been the only disobedient one in the house.
We all
have been down that road. But how good it is to know that everything that he does is fit to the subject that he's doing it for.
Amen.
You had to get just what you got, Brother Turner, to have that witness.
Mine, brother.
It was yours.
Yeah.
You could hear of 10,000 stories off a road from nature to grace, and every one of them would be a little different, Brother Fred, but every one of them would be to take you down to the banquet house of mercy. Have your robes washed in the blood of Jesus. And I never forgot that day. Here about 5-6 months ago, I was going through a bunch of cassette tapes. And the brothers that preached that day was Brother Paul and Brother Frank Newsom, Brother Ivan Amberg. And I found that tape that was made here in October of 1980. I played it back. I never forgot the sound that was here then. They shouted from the time the first song was sung till the last one had ended. Not just from the sisters in the stand, but from the back of the house up here. Oh, what a meeting that was. But listen, there's a greater one coming.
Yeah.
We're going to sing another song
We've
never sung before, Brother Jude.
Amen.
How precious he is to the believer. Is there doubts? Yeah. It's not a bed of roses. But the doubt is in the flesh. The inward man that's been born again has been sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Until when? Until the day of redemption. That's the third part of the Godhead. And the Bible says, if you've got one, you've got them all. You've got them all. I've never woke up, Brother Lon, and ever looked back and thought, Lord, is that real? Is that real, what happened in my life? Wouldn't say that I didn't have a doubt, but that doubt as to where my home is, I've never had to worry about. I have a lot of doubts here about many things, but I'm glad tonight that he's blessed me to stand one more time in this church here that means so much to me. And how many times that I've hurt the preaching. I miss Brother Baxter sometimes. I get him on my mind and I just don't know what to say. But here's the good part. I'll see him on the other side, but there's somebody else that I'm going to be looking more for than I will Brother Baxter.
I want to see the Father.
I want to see the man. I want to see the one that stretched forth his arms up on Calvary. And saying in his last words that he spoke to her, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And they didn't know what to do. And he knowed what he come to do. He knew that he come to give his life, that we could have life and have it more abundantly. May God bless each and every one of you. I'm totally out of breath. Bless his name.